When Mr. Brain in his pants here starts toying with the affections of an impressionable young girl like Megan...
Oh, please, don't give me that tosh. She's not young.
She is.
Yeah, compared to you.
Pig.
Cow.
Break it up now, Helen. Need your help here.
Working late?
Sort of. We bought this silver dish as a leaving present for our team clerk.
We're going to have it engraved with her name and a few words of appreciation.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, 20 years she's worked at the family centre. She's always the first person to arrive in the morning and always the last to leave at night. She's never missed a day.
No.
To the older social workers, she's been a constant support. To the younger ones, she's sort of mother figure, isn't she? She's always there with a comforting hug or understanding smile. Mm.
And you can't find the words?
Oh, no, we've got the words. We can't remember her name.
Claire?
Is he asleep?
Yes, he is. In the doorway. I'm going to need some help moving him. Brian's big lord arse is correct English.
Spot on.
How many did he have?
Only two. I think our Brian is a bit out of practice.
Simon, this is our au pair, Gnarly.
Hello.
Hello. Miss Claire?
Gnarly, I have told you before, I'm not a morning person. Please don't bombard me with questions or I'm just going to work.
I'm sorry. There's just two questions.
All right, be quick. What are they?
I haven't had time to do the washing yet, and the only clean T-shirt Thomas has is the blue Power Ranger T-shirt Nanny Harris buys him, which you tell me must never wear because it's his sexy stereotyping celebration of violence.
Okay, you put it on him, but for one day only and inside out. Right, what's the other question?
Do you want him to have the MMR or shall I take him for separate jobs?
No, I'm sorry, Gnarly. I am in a hurry. You're the one with all the literature.
Morning, everyone. Morning, Thomas, my little tank engine. Woo-hoo! Good morning, Claire, you sleek diesel. Good morning, Gnarly, our dependable express.
Good morning, Brian, the fat controller.
Yes, very... very, very good, Gnarly, getting to the spirit of it.
Brian, will your friend Simon be coming around tonight?
No, I don't think so.
But he will be around?
Yes, he comes around to see us all the time.
And his wife, girlfriend or significant partner does not mind this?
No, Simon's single.
Ah, you see? Come along, Thomas, it is a lovely day.
Brian, shut the door.
Why?
Just shut it, will you? I don't want Simon around Gnarly.
What?
You know Simon's reputation as well as I do. Gnarly is a young girl, and this is the first time she's been abroad. It's only the second time she's left her village. She has no family here, no friends, no social circle, no support network.
You're saying she's vulnerable?
I am saying she is gold dust. An au pair without anything to distract her from looking after the baby. That's a very precious commodity, and I am not having your mate Simon barging in and spoiling things.
I did say team meeting 11 o'clock, didn't I?
Yeah, Claire knows. She'll be here, Irene.
It's difficult with a young baby.
How old is little Fidel now?
Oh, it's 4 months, and it's not Fidel anymore, it's Mahatma. Look out, I've crocheted him a little matching jumper and scarves and glove set, all with his name on. Look, it took me days.
Megan, there's something you need to know.
What?
Well, how can I put this? Do you know any other children called Mahatma?
Oh, tits. Took me long enough to unpick Biko.
He's Thomas now, Thomas Payne Barker.
Payne?
After his father.
After the 18th century revolutionary.
Still, at least it's an improvement on the 14th century leader of the Peasants' Revolt.
What?
No, Thomas is an improvement.
No, what was his name?
I can't remember.
Wat Tyler. They named their child after Wat Tyler.
Are we having a quiz now?
For Christ's sake, Claire, please hurry up. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Keith.
By the way...
What is it, Keith? I'm about to go into a meeting.
Claire, have you lost a bit of weight?
And what's it to you if I have?
Well, I was just saying...
I don't remember inviting your opinion on my physical appearance. Or do you feel that as a man you have the right to pass judgment on every woman who enters your field of vision?
No.
But just keep us on our toes, make sure we conform to your narrow and frankly ridiculous concept of female shape and form.
I just meant, you know, well done.